KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, high school girls regional golf tournaments are set for today in Class 1A over at Anita at Crestwood Hills Golf Course. Cam and Griswold will be among the six teams battling for state tournament spots. Brooklyn Wendt of Cam, Morgan Ferguson of Cam, and Marla Roselle and Hattie Dahlke of Griswold are among those who will be participating individually today as well. Also at Class 3A at the 5x80 course at Menlo, Atlantic, Shenandoah, Centerville, and Nevada are all in action today trying to qualify for the state meet. Atlantic has three who qualified individually as well. Brooke Newell, Aaron Olson, Sarah Fixmer helped lead their team into that district, that regional meet. Also Shenandoah's Anna Carlson and Southwest Iowa's Sabrina Hernandez will be competing for spots as well. And also Class 4A today, they didn't have the first round regional meets. They'll have their regional meet today. Storm Lake at the Lake Creek Country Club will host a number of teams, including Carroll, Denison, Glenwood, and Harlan. Lewis Central is also in that mix. Also at the Region 2 meet at Newton at the Westwood Golf Course today, Creston is among the teams participating in that meet today. In high school baseball action yesterday, a couple of games in the area. Harlan beat Carroll in a 5-inning game, 4-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's edging Guthrie Center, 3-2. Also in girls softball yesterday, Harlan over Underwood, 11-3. In Major League Baseball, Johnny Peralta hit a game-ending homer in the 10th inning, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Also in the National League, Colorado beat Cincinnati 5-4. The Mets over Philadelphia 6-3. San Francisco down Milwaukee 8-4. Washington over Chicago 2-1. Pittsburgh beat Miami 4-2. And the LA Dodgers over Atlanta 6-3. In the American League, Brett Gardner, Brian McCann, and Chase Headley all homered during an 8-run first inning. And the New York Yankees quickly erased the memory of a lost weekend, romping past the AL Central leading Kansas City Royals 14-1 on Monday. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Houston 4-3, Minnesota 7-2 over Boston, Oakland beat Detroit 4-0, Texas over Cleveland 10-8, Toronto beat Chicago 6-0, and Seattle over Tampa Bay 4-1. One interleague game saw the LA Angels beat San Diego 4-3. For the first time since the 1990 season, the Iowa baseball team is headed to an NCAA regional. The Hawkeyes are the number 2 seed in a regional hosted by Missouri State, and they'll open Friday at noon against third-seeded Oregon. The Hawkeyes finished the regular season with a mark of 39-16.
In all honesty, after we had a chance to meet the players, you know, 2 years ago, and seeing how many juniors we had in that group and a talented group of kids, we kind of set the goals to get there this year. I mean, we even talked about it last season that, you know, we're working towards getting to the regionals, and to have it, you know, come to fruition this year after a great season, just really happy for our kids, and they really deserve this, and it's going to be a fun experience for all of us.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller, who says he envisioned the day when he took the job 2 years ago, and he's not surprised it happened this quickly. Heller says it was no fluke, and the Hawkeyes earned their bid to the tournament.
In second place in the Big Ten, when five teams get in the regional, you know, arguably the best year the Big Ten's ever had in the history of the conference, and we finished second by five games, and, you know, if it wasn't for Illinois having the year of all years, you know, it's a championship season. So these guys have really done it on the field every single day.
Host and top seed Missouri State will host Canisius in the other first round game on Friday. Well, the Houston Rockets have added at least one more game to their NBA playoff schedule. James Harden scored a playoff career high 45 points, and the Rockets avoided a four-game sweep in the Western Conference Finals by downing the Golden State Warriors 128-115 yesterday. Also, the Anaheim Ducks finally managed to beat Chicago in overtime, putting them one win away from their third appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Ducks coughed up a 4-2 lead in the final minute 50 of regulation before Matt Beleski scored just 45 seconds into overtime to complete a 5-4 triumph over the Blackhawks. Game 6 will be Wednesday in Chicago. Two people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press that Tom Brady's appeal won't be heard by Wednesday's 10-day deadline. The Patriots quarterback is appealing the four-game suspension he received from the NFL for his alleged role in the use of deflated footballs during the AFC Championship game. Although the collective bargaining agreement calls for it to be heard within 10 days, the league and the players' union can't agree on delaying the hearing. The union asked Commissioner Roger Goodell to recuse himself from the hearing. And they said he lacked, because they said he lacked impartiality and could be called as a witness. And Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes says as he travels the state, Cyclones fans are still very supportive despite back-to-back disappointing seasons that have seen ISU win just five of its last 24 games, including just two of 18 in Big 12 play.
I think they feel a need to express that to me, which I dearly appreciate. They know how hard our kids are working. They know how hard our staff was working. Nobody is satisfied with the last two seasons that we've had. We all want more victories, and they support the work that's being done to achieve that.
The latest stop of the Cyclone tailgate tour is tonight in Waterloo.
When you're out stomping like we are and rubbing elbows and pressing flesh, it's great to feel that support.
The Cyclones open up next season at home against UNI on September 5th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.